This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about Trump's treasonous triumph in education. We're going to have our friend Lynn on line with us in just a couple of minutes, friends, Lynn Taylor, and how that all transpired was we got a phone call about a week and a half ago, and Lynn called in, and I said, you need to be on your own radio show, and she said, well, I am, only to find out she's been on the morning show with Tim Brown on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And so we're going to pull her up in just a couple minutes, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about, Trump's treasonous triumph in education. Folks, again, if you're still interested in the truth, I want to tell you this. An apple tree produces apples. An orange tree produces oranges, okay? An apple tree doesn't produce oranges, and an orange tree doesn't produce apples. It produces after its own kind. And again, for the millionth time, we need to learn the lessons from Jesus Christ, Matthew 7:16. We are fruit inspectors. We are to judge men by their fruit. And over and over and over again, Jesus took the time to warn us to not be deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians, but you are to judge them by their fruit, because by their fruit, you're going to understand that they're not Christians whatsoever. So again, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment with our friend Lynn Taylor, Trump's treasonous triumph in education. And I wanted to kind of highlight this to tee it up for Lynn. And I did an article back in June 26th of 2020, and I had wrote, who are these protesters? And people, again, they're not putting two and two together, so I wanted to do so. I wanted to think this through, and the Lord gave me the revelation. They are the children that the government raised up in the public school system, now being used for their communist agenda. I want you to think about that again. Who are these protesters on the streets, these rioters, these looters, the ones that are acting in a lawless fashion? Okay, remember what happened in 1962 when the American church allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy where they said, you know, we don't want we. Oligarchy means where few rule over many. You have 3% of the population that said get got out of school, and 97% stood back and allowed a small percentage to violate and transgress our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Folks, that's not sitting during good behavior. Those judges should have been removed. Look at the fruit ever since, friends, since 1962. Abortion, the removal of the Ten Commandments, sodomy. Friends, the list goes on. Infiltration into our country from those that mean to conquer it. We're supposed to put them in a victim status. Folks, this is what kids are being taught in public school. As a matter of fact, it was Vladimir Lenin who said, give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. That's not true. In his devilish mind, that's what he thought. until he met the Christ, and I'm sure he met him long ago on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, because the Bible's clear that it's appointed for all men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Okay? He can also, and I'm sure he understands more than we do right now, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8, okay, that he's going to stand before my Father, and he's going to kneel, and he's going to confess before my big brother, the captain of my salvation, that Jesus Christ is Lord. But I want to go back to this because I want you to think about this. They're teaching in public schools earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception, reproductive health, in other words, legalized abortion, never will be, no such thing, just for the record, Proverbs 6:17, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the sodomese agenda, and that's exactly what the American people have given a light to, elimination of the right to bear arms, that's up and coming if the American people don't get a grip. Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Okay? So you sit there and you allow these seeds to be sown into a generation. What sort of harvest would you expect outside of a confused one? Okay? I got an analogy for you. Who's your daddy? Okay? Do you have to see him to believe him? Because this is what's prevalent in public schools today. Not that the kids believe it. Not that the kids are stupid. They're not. They discern like nobody's business. Believe me, I've done 364 high schools in 25 states. I know what I'm talking about. But this is what they're attempting to throw down on your kids in schools. The proselytizers of a new faith, said John Dumphy from the Humanism magazine. But listen to this. One day a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, teacher to Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher asked Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Why, yes, of course I see the grass outside." Teacher said, "Tommy, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He then returned a few minutes later. He said, "Yes, I saw the sky." "Teacher, did you see God?" she asked Tommy. Tommy said, no, I didn't see God." The teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." So a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the little boy some questions. The teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the little boy, Tommy. Little girl to Tommy, "Tommy, do you see the tree?" Tommy said, "Yes." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Gee whiz, I already answered yes to the teacher because he was getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl said, "Do you see the sky, Tommy?" And Tommy said, yes, I see the sky. Again, I answered that to the teacher. You heard me. Little girl said, "I'm just trying to make a point." Well, the little girl said again to Tommy, "Do you see the teacher?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Well, the little girl said, "Do you see her brain?" And Tommy said, "No." The little girl said, "Then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one." Friends, the Bible is clear when it tells us in John 20, verse 29, "Blessed are they that have not seen and have yet believed." That's exactly right. Folks, we need to understand that our kids in public school are being subjected to everything. And they are literally being protected from nothing. How many schools I have done across the country where the kids are trying to figure out where the love is. And guess who's sending the kids to public schools, friends? Their parents. Guess who the parents are? 86% of them call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. What's the problem? "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." What we see today is the fruit of the parents. Luke 7:35. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, so here we go. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to watch us live, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Lynn Taylor up in just a couple minutes here. With that said, she's also a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, along with 20 different contributors that are a part of the culture war, actually fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and bringing you the resolve, doing all they can do and leaving the results up to God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. On the right side of that page, click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Join us on live chat. Had 700 people on yesterday. With that said, friends, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. We're on the front page. Click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. We all understand that, and we all acknowledge that. So, without further ado, we're going to pull up Lynn M. Taylor. Since 2009 to current, Lynn has served as a frequent guest on nationwide radio and multimedia shows. As a matter of fact, Lynn, right now we have some of our live chat friends acknowledging they've heard you on Tim Brown's show. With that said, friends, I could sit here for the next 5 minutes giving her an introduction, but I'll give her a short one. She helped co-establish acronym PIE-NC, Preserving Integrity and Excellence in Education, the curriculum since 2012. She's a retired private homeschool teacher and regionally recognized support group leader. And Lynn, welcome to the show. If there's anything I missed, go ahead and let us know right now, please.
Oh, thank you so much, Bradley. It's such a joy to be with you this afternoon and in the Sons of Liberty chat room. So, no, I think you did just fine. For the short time we have, we can always talk about, you know, backgrounds later, so that's fine.
Well, no, I totally appreciate it. Like I said, I caught you, what was it, a week and a half ago. You had actually called in, and I caught you right away. I caught your flow, and I said, you need to be on a radio show. And you said, well, I already am. And then I found out that you were the Lynn that was contributing, and then I also found out from Tim that you were the one that was on a show. And I said, okay, well, we're going to bring her up. So let's just get right to this because we got two segments. I got about, let me just say this because I know you're long-winded just like I am. But what was it for me before I started doing high school assemblies, Lynn? I started seeing what was going on in public schools. As a matter of fact, it was right after the Columbine shootings that I knew we had to stand up and go into the schools, not run away from the schools, because that's exactly what we've seen happening. And we knew that there was something desperately wrong. And what we did back in April, 20th, 1999, right after that, we literally started breaking into the public school systems, because most people don't realize those are our kids. And it's our responsibility to train them up in the ways that they should go, Proverbs 22, verse 6. But I'm curious, what was it that actually kick-started you to get involved in the education system, and what was it that you seen?
Oh, okay. Well, that's quite a story. Being a homeschool mom at that point and in leadership, I knew that there was a lot that was going on in education, both in the state and at the federal level, but I hadn't quite gotten that little spark that we all get sometimes when it sets us on that mission that God has for us. And so being in that homeschool environment and leadership, it was like, okay. And then I read a couple of articles about how the public school standards were starting to infiltrate into the homeschool community. And it was like God just set this little light off in me that goes, wait a minute. If this is starting to already infiltrate the homeschool community, then I cannot just sit here and do nothing. I need to find out what's going on so that I can protect not only my children, but all the children of the families who I was helped leading in this homeschool co-op and then, you know, from a state-level support group angle and that sort of thing. And so since then, God has just opened up so many avenues and pointed me to so many different things and so many different groups, and that's how I've had that national presence now to be able to speak out. So it's not just in our public schools. It's now in our home schools. It's in private schools, parochial schools, online schools, because that was the whole goal. The whole goal was to permeate our society using education across the board as the number one change agent for globalism.
Yep, that's exactly right. Okay, so we have International Baccalaureate, which came out of Sweden, 1968. We had No Child Left Unindoctrinated, where they wanted to basically teach the kids to shoot for the floor rather than the stars. In other words, equalize the playing field. Communism. Then we had Common Core, and incrementally throughout the years, we've seen little by little by little of this incrementalism being thrown down the throats of our kids. And it's, you know, it's something I just brought up, Lynn. It's interesting that we see the harvest of what's going on concerning these protesters, but most people don't understand, outside of those that are paid protesters, looters, and lawless ones, is the younger generation that came out of the public school system, and people don't put two and two together. Let's go right to this, because this is what I think people want to hear. So I highlighted the article and the show today, Trump's Treasonous Triumph in Education. For them that still care to know the truth, I added. Now, Lynn, the South Dakota speech that Donald Trump just gave, one thing I've always noticed with Donald Trump is what he says. More than that, you pay attention to what he's doing. They're two different stories. What is it that bothered you about the South Dakota speech concerning education?
He lied through his teeth. He absolutely did. And, you know, if you go back and you look at the different time stamps when he brings up, now I know the propaganda media, and that includes some of the smaller conservative sites who are pretending to be conservative, not just your mainstream. They've spun it and cherry-picked that, oh, Trump admitted that our kids are being indoctrinated. Well, yes, and then he points to the fact that it's all the left wing, and it's all the left wing nuts, and then it's all the Democrats. Well, you know, here's the problem, Bradley. He's leading the blasted nation, and he's supposed to be a conservative Republican.
Amen.
He pointed to everyone else but himself in the being part of the problem. And that's what ticked me off so much, because that has been spun to no end to be such a great point to sway voters. Because if you haven't seen the backlash that has come back now, or all the propaganda that's come out with the big, you know, the big images of the fireworks and the Air Force One planes and all these other kind of stuff, you know, going off in the distance, it was such a feel-good moment that it was too good to pass up, and that's exactly what he didn't do. He didn't pass it up.
Well, what is it that, if you could give us specifics as to what he's saying is actually taking place and what is actually happening right now and what is taking place, what is it that the information is that you could give us to really kind of highlight what he says and what he's actually doing behind closed doors?
Okay, back in 2016 when he was running for presidency, okay, he said he was going to shut down the Department of Education, he was going to end Common Core, and he was going to stop the massive data mining that is so ruining, you know, privacy. He's done none of that. Absolutely none of it. We're still waiting, but yet here we are in 2020, and we're supposed to be waiting on not a great nation, but a greater nation. You can't be a greater nation if you haven't already fulfilled the promises that you said you were going to do. We, the people, myself included, have given that man so much credible research and evidence and begged to be heard, and every time we are shut down because we supposedly don't know anything, but yet we have the evidence. We have the children who have been harmed. We have parents who are dying literally to, you know, protect their children from all this. You know, he says he doesn't believe in socialism, that we'll never be a socialist nation. We already are. And he has helped advance this particular agenda faster than any other administration to date.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk specifics. Are we talking about Betsy DeVos? Because I did an article back in May 2nd of 2019 where Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, out of Michigan, she just signed on to a radical global U.N. agenda. Can you go ahead and give us some details on that?
Sure, and I covered that back in 2018. DeVos and
Amen.
Trump. Yeah, DeVos and Trump went down to Argentina. Now, we've known for a long, long time that there are several nations involved with the G20, which is a cousin of the United Nations, all right? And so they went down and they said, oh, well, you know, we're not going to ask Congress. We're not going to ask we the people. We're going to go in and we're going to go to all these meetings and we're going to see how we can make America great by aligning America to every other nation as far as education and labor. And that was when they decided, oh, we need to merge education and labor. Now, it had already been done through the Every Student Succeeds Act and the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. This was just kind of a formality, if you will, Bradley, okay? That is why we're seeing things like the USMCA now use education as a slotting mechanism for where you will work and what kind of job you'll have.
Yep. They're creating a labor force. You know,
oh, absolutely.
I remember hearing this back in the 90s, right when I first got saved, and I'm just thinking, why is it that nobody's talking about what's going on here? And again, if they are talking, we're not hearing them. Obviously, the CIA-controlled media was hard at work during that time as well. We got to take a quick break, but I wanted to say something that William Hansen said under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. He said, in essence, that the longer that kids stay in public schools, he said, the more ignorant they become. Friends, this has been going on for a long time in this country. We're talking to Lynn Taylor, Trump's treasonous triumph in education. Folks, what Trump is saying, once again, the opposite is true. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Marine Corps says someone sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound Tuesday morning after reports of an active shooter at the base in 29 Palms, California. The Marines on Twitter saying the individual, who is not being identified, is currently being treated and will be transported to a medical facility. Leaders from high education institutions across the United States are telling Congress the biggest struggle they face from the coronavirus pandemic is a digital divide.
Now they must learn to navigate courses through an online platform, often using a smartphone without reliable internet access.
Speaking virtually, President of Minneapolis College, Dr. Sharon Pierce, tells the Higher Education Subcommittee that technology investments need to be at the forefront of congressional decision-making. You're listening to USA Radio News. We've heard a lot about lost jobs because of COVID-19, but a government report says there are lots of job openings lately. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The report from the Labor Department shows there were 5.4 million available positions as of the end of May, and that's an increase of 401,000 openings from the previous month. The sectors that saw increases include accommodation and food services, retail trade, and construction. There were thousands of fewer openings, though, with the federal government and educational services.
Up to 1,000 Georgia National Guard troops are being activated following violence in the state. Buildings, including the state capitol in Atlanta, will be protected as Republican Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency on Monday. Kemp says the city must return to law and order, and the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says she has tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, talking to Lynn Taylor about Trump's treasonous triumph in education. I want to kick this off really quick before I give it back over to you, Lynn. This is a quote from, 2019, and this is Betsy DeVos, and that of Donald Trump, and this is information that we're now highlighting once again, friends, that was omitted from view and from the ears of the American people for some reason or another. I'm playing the devil's advocate, of course, but it said that U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos signed on to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development. In fact, the pseudo-treaty linked by and inked by Trump's education chief suggests that the purpose of school is to indoctrinate children with the right values and teach them to be obedient working drones. What say you, Lynn?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. And again, because of some of the mandates and that every student succeeds at, it's not just for our public schools. I mean, you know, the government played wordplay with everybody. When they said every student, everyone assumed it was public school. So this is why we're seeing this pop up through community services, because your community is going to be assessed and graded. And if your community is not having your community children, whether they go to public school or not, school ready or work ready, Your community's going to lose funding. Now, where Trump has contradicted himself, all right, let's get to that, because I know that was a question that you had for me. First of all, he didn't eliminate Common Core. He has signed no paper, no executive order, no law has been passed that he has signed that has eliminated Common Core. It was a wordplay Betsy DeVos used to sway so many people, just like Senator Lamar Alexander, when Every Student Succeed Act passed, they both used the phrase Common Core is dead. No, heck, it isn't. It lives on. It is known as college and career readiness, which already tells you you either go to college as one track or you go to career. Now, this skill-based labor that Trump loves, all right, everyone's supposed to be able to choose what they want to do. No, with you having skill-based labor as a federal mandate and now executive orders and a National Workforce Council that Ivanka Trump helps head up, no, you're not giving people a choice of what they will do. You are telling them the government's going to control what you do. Where else he has contradicted himself? Ending data mining, which aligns education to where you work, where you live, how much you earn, and that sort of thing. He's also contradicted himself in saying he wants to make America great again, but yet will preach, teach, and lead others to STEM, which is a UN-inspired acronym that was foisted upon the National Science Foundation to be the number one way to sneak into education to bring those sustainable development goals that are now being taught in home schools and private schools and online schools and museums and libraries and churches. And, you know, that's where he's contradicting himself on that. You cannot make America great when you're making it global. He has also contradicted himself on saying that, you know, The Republicans do not indoctrinate. Yes, they do. Charlotte Eiserbeit years ago warned us, yeah, you know the Democrats are where they are, but it's the conservatives you really need to be watching.
That's right.
Because
that's
they
right.
are more dangerous than the liberals. All right? He says that he wants to support the LGBTQ community. He has, you know, said in one way, no, I'm not. Now here he is. He's embracing it head on. So it's like I'm saying one thing over here and then I'm doing something else over here. To me, he's not done his due diligence at all. When he is sitting there saying in that South Dakota speech that President Abraham Lincoln was the savior of America,
ooh.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? No, Bradley, we know the savior of our nation is not any man who's living. It is
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. I'm all on board with whatever it is that you're calling out this administration for, the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals. We've known this for a long time. And for some reason, you know, I think, you know, having a conversation with you, Lynn, just mm-hmm. kind of off of topic here. What is it that people, from your perspective, why is it that with Donald Trump, it's see no evil, hear no evil? I mean, they have completely given themselves over to the arm of the flesh. They're reaping the curse. Their country's in dismay and disarray like it never has been before. But yet somehow the President of the United States of America is making America great again. Well, you know, this comes back to something that you just said, so I'm going to piggyback it.
Okay.
The Lord said, when you forsake me, you depart wickedly from me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. And I'm talking about Psalm 9:17. And the fact of the matter is, that's where we're at today. People are saying that they're sick of the establishment. But when you give them the information to break the cycle of circular reasoning to get them out of the establishment that they declare that they're sick and tired of, well, then what they do is they begin to name call. They begin to denounce you as a hater, this, that, and the other thing. You know, as a matter of fact, I just got one a couple minutes ago. Lynn, a lady said to me, I was Donald Trump is going off on his campaign promises from the first tenure. Now he's bringing it over into the second tenure, trying to make an appeal to the people to drain the swamp. Last week it was Hillary Clinton that he used a picture of, and then he made the appeal to your kids to save your kids in making America great again. Just yesterday, another one came out with Barack Hussein Obama. So one of the Trump supporters came over to me and said to me, oh, I can see that you're for a third party. I said, no, I'm for Donald Trump keeping his promises that he made long ago. Aren't you? And it's like, see no evil, hear no evil with this administration. America doesn't understand, first and foremost, that dictatorships and dictators, for the most part, were loved through forced compliance one way or another. Wow. America still has to learn that lesson, Lynn. And I'm just curious, what's your perspective, especially concerning the speech in South Dakota? What was your take on him? Can you see how his followers, his worshipers, actually kick aside, give the Lord a kick on the backside and say, get out of here, we're taking on Trump?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you've seen it in the Bible where, you know, they say, we want a king. And it was said, no, you don't really want a king. You don't want a king. We saw it with Hitler. Hey, we want a dictator. No, you really don't want. Yeah, we do. Yep. Okay. This government is more tyrannical than any other one I have seen. And where this is headed, since he has advanced the globalistic UN agenda faster and quicker than anyone, Bradley, where this is going is that our republic is about to die. And what's going to take place of that is the parliamentary system that you have to be a good member state of the United Nations.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's not a joke, is it?
No.
I had a friend that was...
I was being sarcastic, but no,
I know
it's not
that.
A joke.
Yeah, I know that. You know, it's interesting. I have a friend, Michael Peruca. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be preaching in front of the Capitol in Michigan next month, I believe, on the 14th. I've been called to be the main speaker there with Michael Peruca. Michael Peruca was one of the... Well, he was the presidential candidate for the U.S. Constitution, the Constitutional Party, back in 2004. And it's interesting. He had told us right off the bat, he said, Bradley, they can call themselves Christians, they can call themselves conservatives, they can call themselves patriots all they want to. He said that if you were to go to one of these meetings where all these conservative Christians come together, he said you put Jesus Christ in one room, and he said you put Ronald Reagan in another, he said Jesus is going to be in his room all by himself. Is that not exactly where we're at today concerning even our children? We're willing to sacrifice our children to a guy that doesn't know how to tell the truth. Instead of cross-checking what's being told to us, no, we just go ahead and browbeat anybody that dares question what's going on concerning the administration. Now, folks, what we're doing right now is we're talking about Trump's treasonous triumph in education. We have Lynn Taylor online right now, and Lynn has just taken the time to dissect what's going on in the education system, and friends, how you're being lied to by the current administration concerning what's going on in public schools. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What has Trump done for education? Is there anything positive that he's done?
No. No, even the lie about school choice, okay? Because a lot of people are going to harp on that because, you know, we know that he's, oh, yes, school choice. Well, that's a lie in itself because on page 17 of the Every Student Succeeds Act, Bradley, it clearly states all education must be aligned to the same post-secondary readiness standards as laid out in the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Well, all education means what's taught, your resources, the funding, the teachers have to be credentialed to that, okay? School choice was wiped out with that because all education must be, now they're attaching federal dollars to it to try to entice you and give you the lie that parents are going to be able to choose what Johnny and Susie learn when Johnny and Susie are going to learn the same thing at no matter what location they go to because it's all aligned to the same thing, workforce standards.
Yeah. How far gone is this, Lynn? How far gone is this? Obviously, we still have the time to do the right things. What can we do to empower ourselves to stand up against what's going on? And then the next question is, how are homeschoolers now in the crosshairs concerning what they're attempting to do concerning their objective?
Okay. What we can do? Well, we can absolutely raise the roof with our representatives, those who are elected. If they are not aware of what's going on, it is our responsibility, first as followers of Christ and as Americans, to educate these people. And this is, you know, where the indoctrination is coming in. These are the back doors in which it's coming through. These are the funding streams which are being used. So, you know, you start showing up to meetings. You start looking at budgets. You start getting together as much as you can and get like-minded groups together, because if you go as one, you're going to be marginalized. You get groups together. You make protests that are still, you practice civil disobedience where it is applicable. As far as how homeschoolers are being crosshaired into this, back in 2017, I did a four-part series. I was part of a panel with Freedom Project Media, and we did a four-part series that targeted homeschoolers and private educators on just how nebulous and nefarious all this is. I urge you to go to YouTube, look those up. It's on my blog. I can point you to the specific article. But, yeah, it's coming after us because it means it wants every family and every family member and every education choice to align to the same thing, to be a good conformist.
Lynn, can you hold on for me and roll with me for one more segment? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You can go to YouTube, click on to live chat, join us. Friends, got lots of questions. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull one up for Lynn Taylor right now. We're talking about Trump's treasonous triumph in education with Lynn Taylor. Lynn, we have Donald Davidson saying, the problem isn't Trump. The problem isn't either political party. The problem is in we, the people, paying taxes to support all of those that are actually, I'm adding, empowered to do the things that they're doing, because they're only doing the things that they're getting away with right now. What say you?
Well, you know, that does have some truth. The property taxes are the biggest thunder that the federal government is addicted to. I don't argue that. But I will disagree that it is not, you know, that we have to discount that Trump's not involved. He very much is. The administration, lock, stock, and barrel, is involved. And, you know, it's not just this administration. I've been able to trace it back at least to FDR, but it goes further back than that. So, you know, it's been a slow progression, a slow burn to the road to you-know-where, and that's exactly what it's supposed to be, because the progressives hate America, and they've been at this for a long time. The UN has been in this for a long time, and things are too embedded, program, policy, people, and money, to have it just go away. Now, you know, you asked me about the homeschooling. I sent you the link to the specific article, so if you want to post it for the listeners, you can, but that was a four-part series that we did, and basically how homeschoolers are being attacked is because they are being woven into those mandates for wraparound community services that every Student Succeeds Act implemented. They are being involved in the COVID, name of COVID relief, the CARES Act specifically, for wraparound services, because the government has billions of dollars just to throw at this education problem, Bradley, and think it's going to take care of everything. They're setting up the nanny state through these wraparound programs, and then they're coming into the homeschooling families and going, sorry, you don't know how to think your way out of a paper bag, but we do, and we're going to show you how. Why else would you have over half of the United States, Bradley, who have state laws on the books for educational neglect or abuse? It was in tandem with the federal mandates from the Every Student Succeeds Act that would give the government at both the federal and the state level the authority to come in and micromanage your family.
Yeah, it's insanity is what it is. How someone could take their child and deliver them up to the public school system today bewilders me. I mean, I've had principals tell me, Lynn, where, you know, the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years as he begins to laugh about it like it's some joke. And then he goes, well, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And I would bring it back to the people. I agree with what Donald is saying, is because if the American people stand up and begin to resist what's going on, and you know, I am so tired of the reset button. Every show, it's like, if the American people would stand up, when the American people stand up. You know, we're going to be able to kick the can down the road for so long, Lynn, before it gets to the point where there's no more road to kick the can down. And what we're seeing in public schools, I mean, what is it that they haven't been subjected to at this point? I mean, for real.
Right.
Sodomy, evolution, indoctrination. They're being lied to from, you know, kinder care all the way to 12th grade. And then they go into a college and they go in debt to pay some communist professor to further enslave their minds, to indoctrinate them, to give themselves over to the state as to what the state wants to do. I mean, Lynn, where does the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment, come into play concerning all of the things that we're talking about right now? Where did the federal government receive delegated power to go ahead and teach the children of this land in the first place?
It didn't. And in fact, you know, everything that we're seeing going on continues to break other federal laws that were set up so that the government couldn't do this. So, yes, we've accepted the status quo. Yes, if we could en masse across this nation, and this kind of goes along with what Donald was saying, you know, start revolting by not paying your property taxes. I know that's radical, okay? I know that's radical, and we would all end up homeless. But you know what? At least we'd be free. At least our children would be able to not have to go to places like that. But, you know, I find just as much problem when I take my family, who I chose not to put in the public school system, and we go to a public place, and there sits all that stuff that I was trying so hard to protect my children from, and it's right there. So you have to be able to teach them this is how we navigate the, you know, how we navigate things like this. But it's all going really fast. We have to speak out, which is why I'm so outspoken, why I'm so passionate about this, because we're not supposed to be letting this happen on our watch, and I have not decided to kick the can down to somebody else.
Amen.
Because it's my family that God gave me, and I cherish them so much, and the freedom that he gave me, which was why I chose to not put them in the system. But I'm telling you, even homeschoolers are permeated with all the things that you've just listed, because how many stupid free resources do we get? How many of the activities that are put out in our community? And it's right there in front of them.
You know, it's interesting how this racket is actually working itself out on the people. You know, I mean, the people work, they pay taxes, the said representatives reallocate the funds to the bureaucracies that they themselves have created. And again, it goes back to what Burke said, Edmund Burke, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Mm-hmm. And again, the American people, they're separated from the family. You got the father, you got the mother working now, which, by the way, was all by design. And then you got the kids. As a matter of fact, Lynn, let me add this to the conversation. I was talking to a friend. He's an RN out in Minnesota here. And he said that the nurses that are working at the hospital, he said, since this, you know, this pandemic came about concerning COVID-19 and coronavirus, he said the nurses are frustrated with their kids and they're actually complaining about what they need to do with their kids and they can't wait until they go back to school again. I mean, these nurses and particular, the adults today, if you want to call them that have never grown up in so many different ways, and I mean that with an all sincerity to those that this applies to. But it's interesting, they want someone else to raise up their children, but what they don't realize, they're not the people that they want raising up their children.
Right. I don't know if we have time. Real quick, when
you go for it, we got 3 minutes.
Okay, real quick. You know, that's an attitude that a lot of parents have, and so a lot of people are not safe in their homes because we have people who are in dire need of other people helping them. Maybe they have mental illness. Maybe they have a parent who's sick to death of seeing their kid. But, you know, one of the things that I experienced before I answered God's call to homeschool was I was standing in front of two yuppie moms, and all they would say, and my oldest was with me. We were on a kindergarten tour. The two yuppie ladies go, you know what, I can't wait till Johnny and Susie get back into school because I need to go get my nails done and I need to go play tennis. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, why the heck did you even have kids if you're just going to go pawn them off on somebody else?
Yep. And we hear that. We had street teams out on the streets for 14 years, and it was all about doing high schools across the country during that particular time. And it's interesting, the people that were telling us that we couldn't go into public schools, by the way, were the professed Christians saying that there were lines between church and state, which doesn't exist, at least not the way that the ACLU meant it. But with that, we also heard parents continuously tell us, I can't wait until I'm out of here. You know what? To H-E double hockey sticks with those kids, as if to suggest they're not the responsible party for raising them up. Wisdom is justified by your children, Liz. Luke 7:35, and so on and so forth. But I would say, if I can, and I'm going to give you the last word here, Lynn, but to all those parents that say, I can't wait till I get out of here, I want you to understand that you can't wait to get out of here only to face your judge that you're going to have to answer to in context, raising up your own children and leading them off to the state that God never directed you to give them to in the first place. And so you hasten judgment upon yourself. And it's interesting how people have taken on the mindset because of the false gospel that's being preached in America today, that they think that when they die and they go stand before God, heaven can't wait to get them, only to find out that they're going to meet a good judge. And what makes him good is he's not going to overlook the responsibility of those creatures that he created for his glory who have now attempted to turn it into a shame. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. But Lynn, I want to go ahead and give you the last minute. You got 1 minute, and I want you to tell the people what we need to do at this point. We will have you back again, but I'm curious to know what you're going to say.
Okay. What I would say is educate your candidates. If they're not talking education, if they're not talking any of the things that we talked about today, make it part of their agenda, because if you don't, it's on you.
Amen. Lynn, how do people get a hold of you?
CommonCoreDiva.com. is my website. You can find all we've talked about today, plus more. Tim and I will bring this same topic up tomorrow. We'll have an hour to do it, so we'll have lots more.
Amen. I totally appreciate you, Lynn. Again, folks, what we're talking about right now is nothing more than, once again, Trump's treasonous triumph in education today. Boy, oh boy, we could spend all of our time just talking about what he says and what he does, because we find out that they're in contradiction almost every single time. Folks, you need to cross-check what you're being told concerning any politician on the horizon today. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.